Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the kasha, according to the Mordechai, that the reason that you require b'fanei nechtam b'shas nesina is mitzad ha'edim, that if the edim don't hear b'fanei nechtam b'shas nesina, that they can't be mekayim the gerushin. Question is, we paskin that by Megaresh there's no din of Tochidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So if the Mordechai held of Tosfos, that we say Tochidei Dibur over here, how does it work? By Gerishin, the Gemara says in Nedal and Pezayin, there are a few things that you don't have Tochidei Dibur Kedibur, and one of them is Gerishin. So according to the Mordechai, how can you have Tochidei Dibur, the saying of, how can you say B'fanei Nechtav Tochidei Dibur? How does that work? Shouldn't be able to help. Because by Gerishin we don't say Tochidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Explained according to Tosfos, it's fine because Medek Dayek, like we spoke about in the previous year, but how does it work according to the Mordechai? You don't have, it's not done the Shas Nesina, so there's no Edom on the Gerishin. So again, we're going according to the Derech of Reign of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva, of Chaim Zatzal. And the Ran and Nidorim, the Pezayin, I'm allowed to wrestle the Uchasa, you bring Shittus Rabbeinu Tam. Without the Yolana Bichoy, to Tokyo Devru, with Kinyanam, is the Tekana de Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rabbi made a Tekana that a Talmud, who is buying something, and so he made a kinyan, and then he sees his rabbi. So you want to be able to give him time to say shalom to his rabbi. And this way, they said, all right, you can say shalom to your rabbi, and then after you say shalom, you can still retract. We say Tochidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And the Ran adds that this applies in Hishvu Midaseyim, in every matter except for Mekadesh and Megarish. So this way, he can take the Mekach, see his Rebbe say Shalom, and then he can still decide to change his mind. And the Ran is Tamei on this, and this applies everywhere, that there's a din of Tochidei Dibur Kedibur, not only by Kinyanim, Yeshua Midasem, except for Mekadesh and Megarish. The Ran is Tamea, from what it says in the Gemara there, when it says that if someone, for a man's wife makes another and he thinks it's his daughter, so he has to be Mefer again. So it was his wife, so he has to be Mefer if he wants to be Mefer again when he realizes it's his daughter, because he has to get to have the right person in mind. But if Tochidei Dibur, they told him it was his wife, then that's enough, that's fine. Now, Frek the Ran and the Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, if it's only the Rabbanan, Tochidei Dibur, and how are based in Oikei Dover Min HaTorah? In other words, Min HaTorah, the Hafar is not Hafar, Tochidei Dibur, and he finds out that it was his wife. But the rabbis say that it's okay. How are the rabbis Oikei Dover Min HaTorah, saying that this Hafar is a valid Hafar? Place in Bava Basra, 129b, asked him what the Gemara says in the Dharma in Kriya. When he thought that a relative died and he was Kairei, and then afterwards the person died, Tochidei Dibur was Yotze. And here it's not Shach, Tekanas Chachamim. Was it in Torah? Not that it's a din Torah, but that it's a kriyas min haTorah. But it's not shayach the reason of Rabbeinu Tam. That if it's a dibur, so then I get it. You can be chozer Tochidei Dibur. So you can give shalom to your rabbi. But here it's from a maisa, so why he can still give shalom to his rabbi if he What does it have to do with giving shalom to your Rebbe? He ripped, and then he found out that it was that his relative died, Toki de Dibor. What does that have to do with the kind of Rabbeinu Tam? So Tosis their answers, Lo plug Rabbanim. Like we see here, Hishvumi the same. Anyway, these are the two haras. We have one hara that it's a hara based in Masna Lakra Devarim Torah. It comes to Afaras HaNeder of his Ishta, of his wife. And they say, Tol Kedei Dibor, if he finds out who it was, it counts. The Afar is a valid Afar. And also in Kriya, when he thought someone died and he was Kare, and then the person Taka died Tol Kedei Dibor. From the Kriya works, and that obviously has nothing to do with the Takana of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Takana Mishum Tamar or Lokech Mekach, and then he meets his Rebbe that he should say Shalom. What does that have to do with being Yotze Kriya Tokh Kedei Dibor from the, when he rips the relative dies? So, Aner V'das Rabbeinu Tam, the premise there are two dinim in Tokh Kedei Dibor Kedibor Tami. One is the din that it's ka'achas, Tokhi de Dibor is like at the same time. And one, that you could be choizer, Tokhi de Dibor b'kinyanim v'chadayme. And these two dinim are in yanim nefragim, as we're going to see. In Yivamis 33a, we say by Baal Mum, it was Mishamish Betuma, that we have a scenario where it comes b'vas achas, the Baal Mum and the Tuma. And that is when he cuts himself impure knife with a sack in Tumeya. And the Ritva writes, it's not Bevas Achas Mamish, because the Negiya preceded the fact, the cutting. So he was Nitma B'maga before he became a Balmo. But it was Tokhi de Dibor, and since Tokhi de Dibor Kedibor Dami, it's Kevas Achas. So we see that the Klal of Tokhi de Dibor is that it's like the two Maisim were done simultaneously. However, that you can have chazara b'kinyanim, it's not enough that din that it's kibas achas. Because even if we say that the chazara is ka'achas ima ma'isa, nevertheless, it can't be mevatel the ma'isa, because lo asa dibor mevatel ma'isa. And that the chazara is effective when you make a chalais after 30 days, it's because until the time happened, the ma'isa wasn't finished, it's still a dibor. But tol kedei dibor, the ma'isa was already done, so then chazara shouldn't be helpful, shouldn't work. So it's a din b'fnei atzmo that until Tokhi de Dibor you can be chozer and be mevatel v'chaletz. It is discussed by Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosha Shari Hei, Perek Chav Beis. So there the Rana had to say the reason is, Shelo gomer b'dayto ad kedei Dibor. The Rana's explanation is that he doesn't have Gemara Das until after Tokhi de Dibor. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Takanas Chachamim. But it's miyusin on the din that Tokhi de Dibor is choshev ka'achas. That since it's choshev ka'achas, the Chachamim say that you can be choizer. We have two inyanim, that it's choshev ka'achas, and that's one aspect, and another one is that you could do is that the stakana that you could be chozer bo within Tokhi de Dibor. Why could you be chozer bo Tokhi de Dibor? Either because you don't have a Gemara Das until Kedei Dibor, or Mitzat Takanas Chachamim. But it's miyusad on the fact that it's Chashiv Kachas. That wouldn't be enough for us, because how is it Dibor Mevat El Maisa? So again, for that you have the Takanas Chachamim, or that he didn't have Gemara Das until Kedei Dibor. According to this, we can say that Rabbeinu Tam holds the Din of Tokhi de Dibor Kedibor Dami is only the Rabbanan Hani Mili, Linyan Chazara. The din of Tokhi de Dibor It's a derabanan, that's only when it comes to retracting. In the Torah, Chazara doesn't help because the Lossi Dibur Vatal Maisa, like we said. But that the talk of the Dibur is Choshiv Ka'achas, there Rabbeinu Tam is Moedetz Min HaTorah. The Chazara part is only Midrabanan, but that it's considered Ka'achas is Min HaTorah. Like we find by Enes or Chalal Isser. At the moment the Tomar Achol B'Vas Achas and the Vam Islam and Gimel Amid Aleph. So it's not Isser Chalal Isser because it's B'Vas Achas even Toch Kedei Dibur. So that's Min HaTorah. And the Chazara part is Midrabanan. So for him, for the Kash of the Ran, in the case of Nadir Ishto and Yikdaru's Bito, there it's Medina de Ka'achas. It's considered Ka'achas with his Safara when he found out it was his wife. And now it's Menatar, it's only in Chazara, Bekinyana, Bechayotze, Bese, that it's only the Rabbanan. If Chazara were Metakein, then you could be Chayze Bar Toch Kedei Dibur. Since Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur, then you could also be Chayze. So it's only when it comes to Kinyan and Bechadoyme. There it's a Dindarabban. And the Mela doesn't bother us that the Yikubi Chozer is only a Dindarabban, also a Dindarabban. The Kinyan's Dindarabban. And the fact that Yikubi Chozer is Dindarabban. And it's also not Shver from Kriya. Because Kriya is not a Chazara, so that's not Midin Tekas Chami. You don't have to come onto the Council Chami. It's Ka'achas. Toch Kedei Dibur is Ka'achas. In the mail, if he finds out Toch Kedei Dibur that his relative died after he did Kriya, so it counts. Just Linyan Kinyanim, it's a special Tekana Durabanim. You could be Chayze. But Linyan Baim Ka'achas, like we have by the Baal Mum. Shishimesh Betuma. The Tuma and the Baal Mum are coming B'Atzachas. Even though it's Toch Kedei Dibur, that's Doraisa. Just the Chazara by Kinyanim, B'Chadoyme, that's only Dirabana. And therefore by Kriya, Toch Kedei Dibur is Din Doraisa, so. And it doesn't, we don't need to come onto the Kanas Chachamim of, you'll meet your Rebbe and you have to say Shalom. So you don't need that, it's in the mail. That's why it works by Kriya. That's why we say Vavasachas by Kriya. Tokadei Dibur Kadibur by Kriya. Tokadei Dibur is simultaneous by Kriya. You're right, the Gzera of meeting your Rebbe and having to say Shalom doesn't apply there. So you don't have to say anything when you redo the Kriya, if you would have to redo the Kriya. There midaraisa, even without that, it's a Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur, because that it's considered B'Vas Achas is daraisa. Another Ramban writes in Baba Basra and in Rabbeinu Tam that even Kriya's Mitzat HaKanas L'Cham. But according to what we're saying, that Toch Kedei Dibur is Ka'achas is in daraisa. And Makkos Amar Rava Vusheidu Kulam B'Toch Kedei Dibur. Taisa says that it's talking about the din in the Mishnah. That Hachi Azum Kulam, they all have to be Yedim Zayim. In other words, Dafka, they all were made Toch Kedei Dibur Shel Chaveiro. But if it's Lacher Kedei Dibur, then it's different Kitais. They consider different groups. And therefore, even if all of them weren't Huzam, then Muzam are Nera. When do they consider one group that they all have to be Muzam? When they're Toch Kedei Dibur. But if they weren't Toch Kedei Dibur, then I consider one group. Chasam Sofer, Ibn Ezra, 197. I don't understand. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Toki de Dibur Kedibur is only Dinder Rabbanan. So how are Chazal Matakin that Lachar Kedei Dibur, the Kitos aren't Mitztarif? The Argua Muzamun, the whole din of Toki de Dibur is only Dinder Rabbanan. And how can Chazal make this din derabbanan and cause people to be killed? And how can Chazal make and save people who have to who should be killed? Because they really are all together. The different groups, even though they're not kedei dibur. Just the kind of Chazal that toch kedei dibur is kedibur, and in the middle of that, then only then they're mitzdaif if the different groups were toch kedei dibur. They should be they're mitzvah no matter what. So how do the rabbis make a lishbi chayv nisa? And according to the rabbis, they're not, because they're not kedei dibur. And according to the rabbis, if it's lachar kedei dibur, the kitos aren't mitzvah and they're going to be killed. Now, let's say you have two groups. You have one group that was made, and they were Muzam, they were busted, and then you have another group a minute later, and they were busted. So according to Chazal, and they weren't busted. So all the Muzam need to be, you have to be amazing everybody. And here you were, because the first group doesn't combine to the second group. And therefore the first group will be killed. That's only Tekanas Chazal. Without Tekanas Chazal, since the second group wasn't busted, so all the people who weren't Muzam, all the Eidim didn't become Eidim Zomim. And therefore nobody's going to be killed. So it comes out then that Al Pi Torah, nobody should be killed. Because some of the Eidim weren't Eidim Zomim. And but because of Chazal Tekanah, Tok Kedei Dibur Kedibur, only if they Tok Kedei Dibur. Are they mitzdarif? Otherwise, they're not mitzdarif. And therefore, you're going to be able to kill the first group, even though the second group wasn't Muslim. So how do Chazal make it that kind of to kill people while Pitara shouldn't be killed? So based on what we said, we understand very well. The din of Chazara l'chud and din of Tokidei Gibor Kachas l'chud. What's the fort of Eidus? It's not because they can be chosen that they're mitzdarif. Not that we chosen Tokidei, they're mitzdarif, but they're mitzdarif because they're chosen Kachas. They're one group. In the Mela, since they're, if they're not going to be Toki de Dibur, then I consider it Api Torah one group. If they're not considered Api Torah one group, in Mela, where when we kill the first group, who was Muzam, even though the second group wasn't Muzam, it's valid, it's legitimate. Because they're only considered Api Torah one group if they're Toki de Dibur. Only then they're considered B'Pasachas. And the whole fort that it's the Rabbanan, and we'd asked, oh, if it's the Rabbanan, you end up killing people you shouldn't kill. Because only the Rabbanan they have to be Tokidei Dibur. But Midaraisa they don't, and therefore they're all one caste Midaraisa, even not Tokidei Dibur. And if some of them weren't Muzam, then nobody gets killed. And yet the rabbis would say, no, but if it's not Tokidei Dibur, then they're separate groups, and then if this particular group was Muzam, then they're killed even though the other group wasn't. How the rabbis killing people aren't chayv means the answer is they're not. Because midin Torah, they're only considered one group if they're Toki de Dibur, they're kachas. Otherwise, they're not. And the rabbi's takan is only minin chazar. That's gevaldik. We learn nazir at tesam ralef, hareini nazir ben agrogros and adveila. The person verses him on nazir, and then he says from figs. Is he a Nazir or not? Beishamai says he is a Nazir, Beisil says not a Nazir. The Gemara says the reason of Beishamai is because when he says Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir. And when he says Menagrogros Menadvela, he's being Shoah. Beishamai held there's no Shela Benaziris, and Memela, he's a Nazir. Beisil is a Lashitasam, the other is Shela Benaziris, and therefore he's not considered a Nazir. being shown in his ears when he says Minat Bela Minat Grogros. He writes Tosfos that this Lachula is Lav Dafka, and he's being Shoyal, but that he's being Chozer Tokka De Dibor. And this din is not effective. There's no Shayla ben Nazirus. In other words, if Nazirus Batos is considered Nazirus, if Nazirus Batos Zirus, it's not going to help us. But if Nazirus Batos is not Nazirus, then here it helps. Consider Chazar Tokhid the Dibur, it works. Ksais, Rashan and Hesif Kanpez writes, they were learned from here the din of Chazar Kide Dibur, that's effective, is to make the first Dibur, Dibur Batos. That's why Tokhid Dibur is effective. It makes the first Dibur, Dibur Batos, because that's what we saw. Batosis writes that it's not the Shula is Lavdafka, it's not being Shoel, it's Chazar Kide Dibur. And it only works, this Chazar Kedei Dibur, if Nazirus Betos this won't work if Nazirus Betos is Nazirus. It only won't work. It only works if Nazirus Betos is not Nazirus, because that's what he's doing. He's being Chozer, which is making it a Tos. Iktsos learns from here that the Chazar Toch Kedei Dibur is, it makes the first Dibur a Tos. So a Tos is connected to the two. Tos says if Nazirus Betos is Nazirus, it's not going to help to be chozer. So you see that being chozer is midin tos. And therefore, where dibur betos is chal, you can't do chazar toch kedei dibur. And he says that's mevor b'lashon Rambam, Shavuos 2:17. Nishba b'chazer b'toch kedei dibur isn't mutter. If a person swears and he's chazer toch kedei dibur, it's mutter, because he's making a mistake. And Iktsos is tamei according to this in the Sigin Baba Kama 73a. And we say there that the reason of Yossi holds that Eidim were made on Geneva and Tvicha but toch kedei dibur. Who's in Wala Tvicha, but Lanami Eidus Geneva? They were made on the Geneva and the Tvicha toch kedei dibur to each other. These Eidim, they were made that the person stole and the person shechted, and they were made these two Eidios toch kedei dibur, and they became Eidim Zoman and Mitzvicha, so the Eidus on the Geneva is also Batel. These Eid Zoman and Mafreyu Nifsal. So Gamma Sheid Kodim Shehuzan toch kedei dibur Nifsal. Since when do we get Eid Zomer? Eid Zomer doesn't become possible from now. It becomes possible from the time of the Eidus. So therefore, he was made on Geneva and Tvicha, Toch Kedei Dibur, and he was Huzam on Tvicha. The Mele is also considered Huzam on the Geneva, because it all goes back to the time he was made. And the Eidus on the Geneva is connected to the Eidus on the Tvicha, because they are Toch Kedei Dibur to each other. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma 73a. For the Gemara, does Rabbi Yossi really hold Toki de Dibur is Kedibur? Aye, if a person says, I raise it tomorrow, sell it tomorrow, shlamin. Rabbi Yossi says that if he says tomorrow, sell and then he changes his mind, he says tomorrow, shlamin, it's considered tomorrow, sell. And Rav Papa says, it's talking about Ruznimba Toki de Dibur. We see that Rabbi Yossi holds that Toki de Dibur is Lav Kedibur Dami. And therefore, if he says tomorrow, sell and then he says tomorrow, shlamin, it's considered tomorrow, sell. Because the Chazar Toki de Dibur doesn't help. If Toki de Dibur is Lav Kedibur Dami, and the Kasha is, what's the Kasha? Tmura is different, because Tmura, if you do Tmura Batos, it's effective. Nazir 31a, Tmura 17a, Yela Rabba Shege Kamezid. And if so, then Chazar Toki de Dibur is not going to help. So again, the Tosfos Kasha is that we learn from Tosfos that the Din Chazar of Toch Kedei Dibur is because it makes what you said earlier a Tos. But if then there's no Tos, then Toch Kedei Dibur is not going to help. So what's the Gemara's Kasha there? Yossi doesn't hold Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur. Because by Tmura, you don't say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur. Yeah, that's only because by Tmura, there's no Tos. And in the middle, since there's no Tos, there's no Chazar. Toch Kedei Dibur. We only say there's chazara tov kedei dibur if tos isn't effective. But by tmura, when you make a tos, it counts. And the melech is no chazara tov kedei dibur. So what's the worst kasha? If Yossi holds tov kedei dibur is lav kedei dibur. We first learned that Rabbi Yossi holds tov kedei dibur is kedibur, and then we said, we see it's not by tmura. Of course it's not by tmura, because by tmura we have by toast. Tmura works by toast. And therefore, tov kedei dibur doesn't help us. So he said the first time takes effect. It's only when it comes to the Eidus and the Tvich and the Geneva. There, the Tokid Adibu is Taki Kedibu. The Eidus Betos is no good. The Tamura Betos is valid. Therefore, of course, he can't be Chose Tokid Adibu. The Eidus, we do have Tokid Adibu. And therefore, the Eidus and the Geneva and the Tricha, the Tokid Adibu, he's considered an Eid Zomim on both of them. If he was a zomen on the tree, he'll also zomen the geneva because toke the dibur is kedibur. I have to go over there, but by tmura not, because tmura is betos. It works betos. Of course, toke the dibur is not kedibur, because the chazara is not going to help, because it works even betos. So what's the gemara's kasha b'chol? That's the ktsoisis kasha, and the sivus also discussed the sivkot and kimmel. So it would appear that they need in the sugin over there, be'eid shenifsal toke the dibur le'eduso, the bot le'eduso. It would seem that it's not because Eid Acha Toke De Dibur Chashiv Dadayim L'Nishlam Eidusa. It's not because in Eid, after Toke De Dibur, until Toke De, after Toke De Dibur, his Eidus isn't finished, because he can still change his mind. Like the Amudeor wanted to learn Sim Tzadivah, I think. But rather, it's because he's Nifsal Ka'achasim Eidusa. Considered Eidus of an Eid Pasul. I mean, the Shari Yosha that we mentioned before. Shower hey paraclop base. The reason Abe Nifsal Toki the Libra Lay Dusa, the Vat Lay Dusa, is because he's Nifsal Ka Achas he may do so. It's the Aedus of an Eid puzzle. When he's Nifsal on the And the Tvicha is also Nifsal on the Geneva because it's one. It's Kachas. It's like the two Adios were Kachas. So we pass them on the Tvicha, we're also passing on the Geneva. They're talking they Dibur. So now it would appear that the Gemara asks from Yossi, that he holds. If you say I raise it to Marasola and he changes his mind, he says Tumor Shalom, it's Tumor Sola. We're not asking from the fact that it's Chazara doesn't help. Because they were not talking about a case where he changed his mind, he didn't want it to be Tumor Sola. Rather, he's adding, he also wants it to be Tumor Shalom. And if so, it's not Shaykh the Yisrael of Chazara to look at the Dibur, because he's not being closer. He's not being closer. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that both of them are in Chal. We're not asking that as Chazara shouldn't help. We're not asking why isn't the Chazar effective when he says Tumor Sol and then he says Tumor Shlomim. It's Tokhid Eidi, but that's not the Kasha. Because he's adding that it should also be Tumor Shlomim. It's not a Chazar Tokhid Eidi, but the Kasha is that why aren't both Chal? Like if he was in Skavin originally to both. He says, Toka de Dibur is Ka'achas. So he's like saying Shneim Ka'achas. It needs to be both, Tumur Salam, Tumur Shlomim. And the thing would be Tirach, it is Tai, with Yimachav, Yavid, Mechatzi, Oded, Mechatzi, Shlomim. And then it's going to graze until it becomes, it gets a mum. And then it's going to be sold, and then half the money is going to go to Nola, and half the money is going to go to the Shlomim. Therefore, it's not kasha from Tumur, difficult from the fact that Tumur is Yisei Betos. The Tumur works Betos, and the Mela, since it works Betos, that's why it's not a Shlomim. Because it's Pashat that the Yisod of the Din Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur is Mitzat Tos. Because by being Chazer, you say the first thing he said was a Tos. But that's only the Din Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. Here we're talking about a case that it should be ka'achas. It's not a chazara. It should be both. It should be Ola and Shlom. He wants it to be both. Tov kedei dibur is ka'achas. It's not a mistake. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why isn't it both in Ola and Shlomim? If you hold Toch Kedei Dibur, it's Kedibur. It should be both in Ola and Shlomim. The Tumur is Yisei Betos, so therefore if it was a Chazara, then it should only be a Tumur. And that wouldn't be a Kasha and Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur, Tami, because since it's Yisei B'Chazara, since it's Yisei B'Tos, since Tos counts, and he made a mistake, what he said mistakenly takes effect. So then he can change his mind afterwards, but here he's not trying to change his mind. Here he wants it to be both Ola and Shlom, and towards Al and towards Shlom. So if you hold, like Rav Yossi does, that Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur, it's Ka'achas, like he does by the Eitz Omen case of Tficha and Mechira, Kenev and Tficha, if he's made about Kenev and Tficha, B'Vasachas, B'Tokadei Dibur, and then he becomes an Eitz Omen, the Tficha also becomes an Eitz Omen on the Geneva, because they're considered Ka'achas, and why don't we also say when he says, Ola men Shlamim, raise it to Tumuras Ola, and then he says Tumuras Shlamim, it should be both an Ola and a Shlamim. It's Bavas Achas. And the fact that it's not, it must be that Toch Kedei Dibur was not Kedibur, that's the Gemara's Kasha. It's important to know that this din of Toch Kedei Dibur is Ka'achas isn't in every case. In Bukhoros, we say in Tesamar Aleph that a behema that hasn't yet given birth to a Bukhor and not gave birth to Zecharim may come out Ka'achas according to Chacham, Shiv Shalat Samsim. It can't be exactly the same time. Only one of them goes to the Kohen as the Rashash, but they're Mela Toch Kedei Dibur. So it's Ka'achas, they should both be holy. So the answer is, and even if we say that they're considered Nodu Ka'achas, so if only one of them opened up the Rechem, Yishol Tzamtzim, can't be exactly at the same time. And when the second one was born, and the Rechem is already opened by the first one. So the Din of Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur, then we can't be Makish that. You're right, we consider it Ka'achas. So if the Metzius, one of them was Poter Rechem, the other wasn't, they can't both be holy. Therefore, only one of them is Kaddish. Also, if a person is Mekaddish, Shtei Achayos, B'zu Achazu, and the Kiddush Shem to the second one is Toch Kedei Dibur to the first one. If he's not considered that he was Mekaddish, Shtei Achayos, Ka'achas, that it's not Chal. Even if we say that it's Chashiv, Kitchan Ka'achas, nevertheless, in the Metzius, the first Kiddush Shem of the second one is Kiddush Erva. And the Kedushin of the first one is a Kedushin Materis, right? The first one, it's permitted. And the second one is an Erva. And therefore, the Kedushin of the first one is Chal, and the second one is Bachal. We don't consider it. We don't say the Kedushin is not Chal. Because so, just like when the first child was born, the first baby animal was born, so that animal was Poter Rechem. We don't say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur. If only one of them is healthy, only one of them goes to the Kohen. You're also, he was Mekad, the first one, when he was Mekadi Sher, she was Muteris. The second one was an Erva. In the middle, we don't say that it's Ka'achas and neither of them are Mekudashas. The first one is and the second one isn't. We have for ourselves a beautiful Pasha the Teretz, the Kasha of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks on Tosfos. Tosfos says, and you can say, b'fanei nechtu toch kedei dibur. I, by Gerishin, you don't have toch kedei dibur, kedibur dami. And the answer is that when don't you say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami Lim Chazara? Like the Ran says by Gerishin, you can't say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami Lim Chazara because a person's Goyim Radat, who takes a very serious thing, is Goyim Radat's Miyad, to divorce. He decides a Miyad that he wants to happen immediately. So therefore, by Gerishin, there's no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur. So that's Lim Chazara. Begerishin, you have the din of Toke de Dibur as Ka'achas. In the mail, if he says, B'fanei Necht of Toke de Dibur to the Nesina, that's considered Ka'achas Ima Nesina. And therefore, we consider it the Edim as if they saw a Nesina and an Amira B'yachad. It's like they saw the B'fanei Necht with the giving of the get. That's how the Mordechai would explain Tosfos. That even if he says, Fanei Nechtav Toch Kedei Dibur to the Nesina, the Edim are considered as having seen a Kasher Gerishin. Because when it comes to Levas Achas, that's a Din Doraisa, Toch Kedei Dibur, Levas Achas, Din Doraisa. Now that the Gemara says there's no Toch Kedei Dibur, Lav Kedei Dibur, Legabe Gerishin, that's Lenin Chazara. You can't be chosen to talk to the Hebrew because it's Gomer Daito that it should happen immediately. But as far as saying, but funny enough, of talk to the Dibur of the Nesina, that's considered as if it's happened with Vasakas. Okay, obviously there's a whole belt more to say about this, and hopefully in a future share we will revisit this topic. And talk to the Dibur is like a huge topic. So, Yeratz and Shanach, Rav Mishnah Perek Zed, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.